Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I am Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping a seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. Today, we're talking to Bridget. Let's go! Bridget was eliminated from America's Next Top Podcaster after the Storytelling Week. We take some time to talk about what it was like for her to share a very personal story during that challenge and what her journey has been like up to this point to build her own self-confidence in her ability as a podcaster. Here's my conversation with Bridget. Bridget, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really, really good.
Yeah? How have you been since this whole thing has ended?
I've been sleeping really well.
Good.
I've been sleeping really good. It's been nice to have like some of that. It's a two-edged sword. So it's like nice to have the stress gone about like trying to have to make something new every week. But then I'm also like fired up and like ready to do that. I'm like, all right, what's next? I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. No, I'm not in that.
Yeah. And you had mentioned, you were like, I remember you and I were talking and you were like, oh, it's so nice to like not feel stressed out anymore.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet thing. And I don't know if I'm the only one, like, since you've been talking to everyone, am I the only one that was like, oh, thank God.
No, not necessarily. And it's not to say that, I don't want Brian and Hammond to hear this and be like, oh, they didn't like it.
It's amazing. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's so much fun, but you know, especially doing it for like week per week, it was like, wow, like that's a lot. So like when it finally happened, I was like, whew. I can't be mad about it. I was like, oh, relief. But also a little sad, you know? It's like, yay, okay. But then it was like almost, I'm like, okay, I'm kicked off for like a week, but I'm going to come back and like start again. It's like,
and you still showed up.
I took a vacation.
You still showed up in a couple of ways, some behind the scenes where we would all get in Discord together and hang out and you were there. And then you also showed up as my impromptu guest.
It's because I have boundary issues.
Impromptu guest on Film First, where I took over Bill's spot and we were talking a bit about that movie Willow for the final submission. And,
I was really surprised. Like, cause I know Brian had reached out and he's like, hey, I'm talking, you know, who might want to still be involved potentially being picked. And I was like, ah, shit, put my hat in the ring. And I was really surprised that like I got something, you know, I got to come back. So I was like, ah, can't get rid of me that easy.
You know, no, you have a fantastic personality. I really thoroughly enjoyed working with you and it's an awesome pleasure to chat with you again. So, you know, one of the things that you had mentioned a couple times during the show was your hesitancy or low self-esteem about your ability to podcast by yourself. You are in a partnered sort of environment right now with the show and you always felt like, you know, there's no way I could do this on my own. Has this show changed your perception on that?
By far. So essentially, this was never in my realm of possibilities, podcasting at all. And my friend really wanted to do a podcast and I already have, you know, I'm already doing this other thing. I already do wedding photography and she really wanted to go like right into it. And I always am with most things in my life where you kind of like dip your toe, like, hey, I'm going to test it out. You dip your toe and then you leave. And then you don't really like jump right in. So that was kind of the experience I was having with her. And when we heard about this competition, she wanted to join it. And she was like, we both have to enter because it's a team thing. It wasn't. So that was kind of like a really shaky start because we both got in, but I got chosen and she didn't. And, that was really hard. Cause I'm like, wait, I'm like, cause when I was filling out the application, I was like, whatever, what did you write? Like, I'm entering it to help you out. I'm entering to learn stuff. So I don't feel like a schmuck and I'm not helping her with any of the podcasts. Cause I would just get on the mic and talk, but I didn't know how to do any of the editing. So I was like, I'll just enter and be like, hey, I'm here to help her out. And I don't know if it's because she had a little bit more experience and I had nothing that they ended up picking me over her, but it definitely did spark my interest and go, wow, this is way more fun. I want to be more involved. And then moving past that going, I think I could do this on my own. So it definitely changed because it was never on my radar to begin with.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that you had that realization because I think you're a natural. And what did it end up causing a rift with you and your partner at all?
I was worried about that. But no, I think at first it was kind of shocking to find out that, because like I said, we didn't realize it wasn't we didn't realize it was an individual thing. So once that happened there, I think there was a little bit like we took a second and we didn't talk to each other for like a week. Cause I don't think we knew how to like move forward with it. And then I think a week or so after she's like, hey, let me know if you need help with anything. And so it kind of like, I think it helped us kind of grow more together. I think there was that initial like shock of like, oh God, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And then that fear of like, what happens if, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm not going to come back and work with you anymore. That kind of thing.
Yeah. And you know, I think that strong partnerships can last those sort of things. But yeah, I'm glad to hear though, that you feel confident in your ability. And I'm sure that that first competition, that first session was a, a swift kick in the pants kind of level up. Was that, did that shake your confidence a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Who wouldn't that shake confidence for? I mean, and it was funny because it was like flat out, because I think after Jerry was like, yeah, no, I wanted to kick you out like hardcore. I was like, oh, damn. And I remember the team was coming back and they're like, oh, he was really harsh. I was like, no, man, he speaks the truth. I'm like, he's being honest. So like, as far as all the judges, he was my favorite because he was just like, no bullshit, tells you what you need to know. But having that first week, I felt more than anything, it really inspired me to step up and be a lead because I really had an idea of what I wanted to do that first week. And I didn't want to step on toes. I didn't want to act like I was, you know, hey, we need to do this, this, and this. So I wanted to make sure everyone had like an opinion. So I didn't push it. And I remember after we got done recording, I got off the mic and I was livid. I was like, we need to re-record it. And I didn't say anything because it was so late. We had been up so late and we had to get it in. It was like right at the end. And I was livid. I was like, oh, I'm like, we need to redo it. And then I got that. So when he said that to me, I was like, I'm not surprised at all. Like, I am not surprised. I let the team down. I should have said something. We didn't have a leader role that week one because we none of us really knew what we were doing that first week. So
did you end up becoming sort of the de facto project manager for the team?
I don't know because I don't know if Bill would say that I did or if Monica would say I was comfortable to take that and I didn't want to take it without asking. Does that make sense? Like, cause I had that same similar situation happen at my work. And I just like, I saw something, it had to be done. No one else was doing it. So I just did it. And yep. I felt that way with the podcast a little bit, but then after the first, elimination, it was like, hey, I want everyone to get a chance to like, if it's your concept, you get to be the lead. And we started assigning it as like, hey, this is your concept. You're the director. You know how you want it to feel. So you need to express to the team how like you need to express to the team when we hit that and we get the emotion you're going for, which is scary because when you're finding out it's your concept and something falls, then no one wants to be, you know, then you almost be, you're afraid to be the one that's making the concept. Cause you're like, well, if it fails, I'm getting booted.
Yeah. And there's, I feel you. I mean, at the same time, you know, if you put your idea forward, it's sometimes the surprise that you're that it actually works out so well. Mm-hmm. And it's worth going through with that. So you know, you made it pretty far in this competition. You were booted out of the storytelling competition. That was actually a very bittersweet moment for you.
That was the perfect time to get kicked out for me, honestly.
Yeah And you know, I'd like to talk about that a little bit. So first of all, you weren't there when they kicked you off.
Shocker.
Did you go back and listen to and for everybody listening, there's like this running joke that, hey, if you're not in the, if you're not there for the eliminations, you get the boot. And it's not because you're not there. It's just, that's just how it has happened.
Yeah. It was such a shame.
And yeah, you kind of bared your soul a little bit talking about, or having Bill talk about your dad. Mm-hmm. You wrote this really heartfelt exit. You probably didn't write it. You said that from the heart.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like, first of all, for you to hear that you were booted off?
It was, I didn't hear I was booted off. I figured it out because I was working a wedding. I had to shoot a wedding and I was jumping into Discord when I could, like when I was eating dinner, like through the reception and just trying to see, like ask Bill what was going on. And then when I got into Discord, I couldn't access the team chat anymore. So that's how I found out. I was like, oh, oof. I got kicked.
But you said it was the perfect time to get kicked. And why was that?
Because of the content of that week. It was something that when I talked to Bill about, it was something that was just, I don't share very often about my dad. I love talking about him, but I don't share that very openly with a lot of people. And I don't share his music. I haven't done that with anybody. So going through that experience with Bill and getting the hitting the emotion that I wanted to hit, like I felt like I literally gave it my all. I was like, I did everything I wanted to do. I checked every single box. And then when I got eliminated, I'm like, well, you know, I can walk away with that. Like, that's fine. I there was nothing else that I could do that. Like, I felt like I was complete, essentially.
Did you have any regrets that you didn't read it yourself?
No. I still haven't listened to what the judges said. I'm not going
to
lie.
Are you afraid to?
I haven't listened. My husband did. And he was telling me kind of what was going on. He's like, they had good points. He's like, I'm sure they did. And I could understand it. And the hard thing about that particular thing is, like, you know, Bill read it. He wanted to do the cold read. I was listening to it. My husband was listening to it. His wife was listening to it. And we all loved it, like how it came out. But I don't know if it's because we all knew that it was my story, you know, versus, you know, Bill saying it and then people being shocked that it was a girl and not a boy. So I don't really have any regrets as far as him reading it, because writing that, having to relive that and writing it out was really tough, but beautiful. And then listening to him and how it affected him, I hit what I wanted to hit. Like, it, even if I walked away, Bill knows me more. Like, what I affected one person. Like, to me, that's a huge thing. Just affecting that one person, going, hey, I'm going to share this bit with you, and hearing him be affected by it. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, if the judges don't get it, if people who are listening don't get it, it's like, I affected one person. They know me a little bit more. They know, you know, they know my soul. They know this important part of me.
And I would say that you even bared your soul even a bit more during that exit interview. You got a bit choked up. And yeah, for me, it was actually a little surprising to hear you get choked up, just having had conversations with you. And I could tell how raw that emotion was.
Oh, I can get serious.
Yeah, obviously you can. So did you end up recording that whole thing in one shot?
No.
Did you
splice
anything? What happened?
So what ended up happening is I got kicked and I was like, well, damn, you know, that's all you could do. That's literally my reaction, was like, ah, well, shit. Like, that was it. And Brian was telling me, hey, I need you to send something. And the next day I recorded something like that was 2 minutes. I really don't remember much, but it was like 2 minutes. And it was kind of, I think it was the part was like, oh, you know, thanks. Everyone was super helpful and whatever else and blah, 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 blah. Thanks. I'm out. It was kind of like a short sweet, because I knew it had to be it was almost like I was in challenge mode, because he's like, it's gotta be 2 minutes and it's your goodbye thing. Right. So I'm like, all right, I got 2 minutes. And I'm like, everyone was great and blah, 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 blah. Cause it was true. And then I was saying it. And then I sent it to Brian and Hammond. I was like, here you go. I sent it. There you go. Done. And I sat back and I actually recorded something right after talking to Brian about getting in to the thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to record just a personal journal of how I feel now. And I sat back and I just said what I wanted to say. And I listened to it and I'm like, you know what? F it. And I sent it to Brian. I'm like, you know what? If you want to use this one too, go right ahead. Like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm just going to give you both. It didn't have a timestamp on it. It was just me talking how I wanted to talk. And then when I was sitting back and kind of reflecting on it, I was like, yeah, I really don't care. Like, I love the judges. I do. But at the same time, it's like, I really don't care that, you know, what their opinion was on it, because I did what I wanted. So it was just like, the first half was a quick thing to make sure I could say my goodbyes and everything else. And then the second half was me recording it probably it was either maybe a few hours after, I think 30 minutes after, where I was like, just kind of sat, reflected, and then just did like my personal diary and sent it to Brian.
What was the biggest surprise for you with this competition?
How much I love being on a team. And well, I guess that can't be a surprise. I do that for my job now, but the connections I made with people I've never met physically, and just how amazing everyone has been on here. Cause I was kind of worried that I was going to come in and I don't know anything. And I feel like people who did know stuff, I was worried that they were going to shelter their knowledge in order to have like a one up on the competition, to be like, oh, well, I'm not going to teach you how to do this and I'm not going to give you advice and that kind of stuff. And I was very surprised that people were so open and willing to share.
I would agree. I think that the thing about this competition that has been so surprising to me is just all the collaboration that is embraced and also, you know, promoted, I think, from the coaches and everybody else. I think it's awesome.
And particularly after the fact, I was surprised that I got called and asked to be a part of something. I was surprised that I'm having people who, when I told them I was on the competition, they went and listened to my current like co-hosting podcast and like, oh, it's not professional, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, well, it's not meant to be professional. It's meant to just be us having fun and hanging out. And then I have those same people coming up to me going, hey, do you want to co-host something with me now? And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, it's just,
it's funny how that turns out.
Yeah.
Huh?
And it's just one of those things where it's, again, something I never thought would be on my radar. And I don't think I'd consider myself a natural at this. I can talk. I could talk for a while, but
that's part of it.
Yeah,
that's a big part of it.
Talk to myself all the time, but it was just interesting to see that much collaboration in people. It shocked me having fellow competitors ask me to collab with stuff after, just as much as it shocked me that Brian and them picked me to even be on the show. Just, totally. I think I sat down. And I was like, okay, my first question is why? It's like, why me? What is it about me? And they're just like, I don't know, you seem cool. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I guess it's a good vibe to have.
It is. It's a good vibe. You are pretty cool. And thank you very much for sharing a bit more about you. I think this has been a really fun conversation. And look out, world. Bridget's going to be coming out full force.
Oh,
she's got a lot of big stuff coming.
It's I do. Fun. All the
do
things.
Do you want to share any information? Might be a little preemptive to talk about.
I don't
some
know
of
if I can I?
Doing. Well, I don't know. I mean, they might hear about it a little later. I'll just leave it at that. Because somebody talks about it a little bit later. I'll just leave it at that.
Wow, that's not shaded any in other, secrecy.
No.
It's like,
but
we work for Marvel.
What sort of, what other projects can you share with the world that you're involved with?
So some other projects that I can talk about are, I'm still co-hosting with my best friend for Geek Responsibly. We're looking into taking it further and getting more involved and just kind of evolving what we had from the beginning and kind of going a little bit further than that. My husband and I have been talking about doing a podcast about nerdy stuff and how it affects our relationships and how we, you know, share things as a couple, as a nerd couple. I have another friend that's been talking about doing something, and I don't know if it's going to be D&D related or 13th age related, but so there's some nerd stuff coming on. But there's also going to be some stuff that's going to be different genres. So I'm really excited to kind of explore different things. Cause as you guys can tell, I like talking and I like talking about lots of different things. So it'll be interesting to see, what happens in the future.
Well, looking forward to it. Bridget, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Special thanks again to our guest, Bridget, for sharing a bit more context around her time here on America's Next Top Podcaster. It's really awesome to hear that she had no regrets and just simply affecting a single person. I mean, she affected me with her story, and I'm sure she affected a lot of you. That's part of what podcasting is about. It's about sharing your story. It's about impacting others with your own spoken word. Now, if you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu, filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.